In these sessions, we've been considering a book by Asher Norman called 26 Reasons Why Jews Don't Believe in Jesus. This is a book designed to help Jewish people against what he identifies as Christian missionaries. And in so doing, he has given various reasons that supposedly undermine the truth, the credibility of Christianity. So in these little discussions together, we've been looking at some of the reasons, some of the objections that he raises against Christianity to help us as believers know the real certainty that we have in the Word of God and the real certainty we have concerning Jesus as the only Redeemer, the only Messiah that God has ever promised. Now, we've been looking at some of the reasons, and today I want to combine two or three of the reasons that he suggests that Jesus is not to be regarded as the Messiah. He argues, first of all, here that the Torah is his designation for the Old Testament scriptures, that the Torah prohibits adding or diminishing from the law, and also that Jesus inconsistently handled the Torah, sometimes affirming it, sometimes opposing it. And the reason for this, obviously, is that he views the New Testament scriptures as being an addition to the law of God, an addition to the Torah, and therefore a violation of what the Torah, what the law of God itself says. Now, it's interesting to me that, first of all, obviously, I should say that as Christians, we believe that the New Testament scriptures is a continuation of the Old Testament, that we have but one Bible. The Old and the New Testament together is the revelation that God has given to us. But even apart from that, I say there's an inconsistency in what Norman is arguing. He claims, on the one hand, that the Torah, the law of God, the Old Testament, the written law, is perfect, is complete, cannot diminish from it, cannot add to it. But yet he argues at the same time that the Mishnah, or the oral tradition, the oral law, is absolutely essential to understanding the written law, and that you cannot understand the law that God has written apart from the oral tradition, which for now is recorded in the Mishnah, which, remember, has a post-Christian origin. It was not composed until about AD 200. Now, most of the oral traditions that we have in the Mishnah that in very many ways add to the written law were devised during the intertestamental period, a time when Hellenism was encroaching upon the land of Palestine, and in so doing, there were Jews there, pious Jews, that felt they had to interpret the law in such a way to preserve it from all of the inroads of the Hellenistic pressure. And many of the oral traditions, now that Norman claims are essential, are additions to the law of God that he uses to judge the credibility of Jesus. For instance, let's take the Sabbath. When we look at the New Testament scripture, the Pharisees in Jesus' day were constantly accusing Christ of breaking the Sabbath day. And Christ, in contrast, affirmed that he was the Lord of the Sabbath. He made it very clear that the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath, that the Sabbath was to be that which was a delight as far as man was concerned. But it is true that the Lord Jesus was forever breaking the Pharisaical notion of what the Sabbath was, concerning the picking of grain on the Sabbath, the healing of people on the Sabbath. The Pharisees had a notion of walking a certain distance on the Sabbath. You couldn't violate that. But we have to understand that all of those Jewish regulations and Pharisaical understandings of the Sabbath, which Norman is still postulating, were additions to the law of God that came into the intertestamental period and ultimately written down in the Mishnah. And I will agree that Jesus was forever bucking up against those Pharisaical notions. But in so doing, he was keeping the law of God pure, undefiled, keeping the spirit of the law in every single way. Judaism, in regard to the Sabbath, in regard to the kosher laws, has a tendency to externalize all of God's commands. And their idea is if we just keep these external regulations, not walk more than a mile on the Sabbath, and the Old Testament never made that prohibition. But if we keep all of these external regulations, if we reduce religion just to keeping these commandments externally, then that satisfies God. But the Bible is clear that external religion by itself never satisfies God. It has the tendency to satisfy man. If we tick off a list of do's and don'ts, if we can simply keep a list of regulations, that satisfies us that we're doing something holy. But holiness is a matter of the heart. And God is always measuring the condition of the heart, not just outward conformity to some list of do's and don'ts. So as we look at what Christ does in regard to the law of God, he kept it, and we argue that he kept it perfectly. He did not add to it. He did not diminish from it. Yes, he did so in regard to the Jewish traditions, but the Jewish traditions themselves are additions to the law of God, additions to what God had mandated in his word, in an effort to reduce religion to nothing more than external performance. And that's what Asher Norman is doing, and accusing Christ of being a sinner. That's how they're getting Christ. That's how they're identifying Christ as a sinner. He broke the Jewish traditions, but in so doing, he was keeping the law of God. So let's not be taken in by that accusation that the New Testament is an addition to the law, that Jesus broke the law. On the contrary, the New Testament is God's continuing revelation of truth, and Jesus Christ is the only one that has ever lived that has kept the law of God perfectly and absolutely. He is indeed the righteousness of his people.